All right, we're going to call every play of this last drive with Big Ben right here. First down. Snap from the shotgun. Too much time. Get some pressure. Get back there. Throw it away. Incomplete. That's incomplete. Incomplete. Second and 10. 2:09 left on the clock. Here we go. Pittsburgh is an underneath pass route nightmare for teams. So, in this situation right here, it's only 2 minutes left in the game. So, you can play a little softer coverage. Drop back a little bit. Get those linebackers wide. Get them in those lanes out there. Because the clock is your friend right here. All that underneath stuff takes up a bunch of time. Can't do that. He's got to hit a chunk play. I will stay on top of Claypool at all times. Miscommunication there, a little pressure. I don't know so much miscommunication if it wasn't so much as far as the pressure, because Big Ben has been pressured tonight. They haven't put him on the ground a lot, but he's been pressured. Third and 10, another incomplete pass, incomplete right, incomplete left. I imagine they're going to call a play to go down the middle of the field, attack the middle right here. They have to. They need this first down. They need some yardage. But right here, this is four down territory, so we want to get a chunk right here. Single back. I imagine Big Ben's going to clear the backfield, get rid of the back right here. He didn't get rid of the back. Stayed in to protect. That's going to get picked. That's going to get picked. See, when a quarterback does that right there and throws up, he's just looking for a play to happen right there. He's not throwing it to a spot that's open. He's just giving this guy a chance to make a play on the ball right there. And if you're a good defender, you know, you can't see that. You can't be looking in the backfield. But the problem with that play is Big Ben threw the ball deep right there. Throwing the ball deep means that you're going to punt the ball away. Like, I don't understand. You may not get this ball back, Pittsburgh Steelers fans. I'm not sure what the play call right there. I got Claypool. I got Juju. I got big receivers that I know can get inside of a cornerback. Give me a slant route. Give me a little dig. Give me something. Pick up some yardage. But you try to go for it all right there. To who did I say? Claypool, over the top. Stay over the top of him and you good. Juju can't run by you. The other guys can't catch the ball if they get open. What you going to do, Steelers fan? I got you. I want y'all in the playoffs. Come see my Titans and we're going to rip your head off, son. Period, point blank. So check that. Zach Taylor. I don't like that timeout, man. You know the situation. It's 4th and 10. It does not matter what look he comes out. He needs 10 yards. Why are you taking that timeout? If the Steelers were to magically go down. Well, not magically. If the Steelers were to go down here and do what Big Ben is very capable of doing. Going down here and scoring, you're going to need all three of those timeouts. Why did you take that timeout? Come on. I know the game's on the line right here, but you should have had that call. Come on, man. Let's see. Come on. I would have took one of them linebackers out the game. Put me another nickel back, another backer, DB. Come on, man. Why y'all so tight? That's it. Big Ben is off tonight. Let's go. That's terrible play calling. Terrible. Juju is your guy for the first down. I don't care if you like him or not. You don't like his personality. It don't matter. Juju in the slot is your guy right there. Juju, I'm watching Juju right now. Juju's my guy. Juju's my guy in the slot, man. And I honestly think that y'all called that play as a decoy because Juju checked up short of the first down. So that ball was never going to Juju. He threw it right to the spot over Juju's head. Juju was a short decoy. Man, y'all risked it all on that. God, y'all try to catch him slipping. Pound this thing. Hold that rock. Pound that thing. Run through these garbage geeks. B.A., answer my phone call too, son. Take my phone call, B.A. Don't pretend something is wrong with your line over there. Don't pretend your internet messing up. Take my phone call, B.A. Boy, this is good to me. Man, I'm telling you, man. What a season, guys. I will say this, though. That COVID situation is still affecting the Pittsburgh Steelers. I saw it happen to my team. I explained it to B.A. He didn't want to hear it. No excuses, he said. No excuses this time. Guys, y'all ain't beat nobody but the banged up COVID-19 Baltimore Ravens in the last 4 weeks. What y'all gonna do in the playoffs? I want you. Off with his head. I'm telling you, man. We're gonna wrap these boys, man. We're gonna wrap these boys. They ain't got no heart, man. On that second touchdown drive for the Bengals, everybody was sucking air on the defense except Minka. Everybody was sitting there looking dejected. TJ Watt, where he at? Where is Mr. Watt? Where is Mr. All World? Where is he at? Where is he at? And don't tell me about the hurt linebackers. Everybody's banged up. Who playing linebacker for the Cincinnati Bengals? Look at that young secondary for the Cincinnati Bengals. Them boys showed up and played ball, man. You got your $100 million quarterback. You got what you want out there at receiver. You got what you need out there, son. You lost. Your defense was banged up. Yeah, your offense put you in a bad situation, but your offense didn't score no points. This is a bad look, Pittsburgh Steelers. A terrible look. I want to hear these sound bites from Mike Tomlin. He about to blank his eyes off over there. He about to knock his mask off from under his eyeball, blanking so hard over there. Big eye, pulpwood truck driving looking. Man, this is good to me. I'm trying to tell you, man. Look, big man. He want to take something over there. You know how he do. No Budweiser drinking joke of that boy. I'm talking about Jack Daniel Budweiser. Straight to the head. Juju, go on with all that, man. Go on, make a TikTok video. Get on Tidal or something. You know what I'm saying? Play the game online. Mike Tomlin, blank one time. And man, gonna pop, pop. They arguing with each other. Everybody's dejected out there. Watt just chilling. Watt smart. Watt said, you know what? I'm trying to get paid around here. I'm the franchise, so I ain't finna go get my knees taken out. I'm gonna play soft the rest of the game. He playing soft out there, man. Boy ain't got no heart. Don't turn it up when the game going good. I'm watching it right now. I'm going to see if he get off the ball. I'm going to see his get off. Man, that get off was so sad, man. For a player of his caliber, that get off was so sad, man, on the 3rd-and-1 play. That man get off was terrible. Y'all watching the same game I'm watching, that get off was terrible, man. No effort. None whatsoever. None. And you know I'm watching effort, man, because I'm a true sports fan. I'm a fan of the game, so you're playing Cincinnati. A spot where Geno Atkinson, everybody couldn't understand why he was going to the Pro Bowl. That man's get-off. Him and Gerald McCoy got one of the best get-offs in all of football. So I watch get-off when I watch them Bengals. Believe it or not, when I watch the Cincinnati Bengals, that's something I pay attention to during the game, the entire game, just because of that man's get-off. I just watch Watt with no get-off on a 3rd-and-1 play. No get-off. Come on, you're still in this game. Anything can happen. These boys are smart. Just like I said, don't go for no field goal. Pound this thing. Put it in there. Don't try to drone. Pound this thing. Aw, man, they trying to drone. Don't do this, man. Knock dust from me, boy. I would go for this. I promise you I would. I wouldn't even risk the field goal. Nah, we ain't kicking no field goal, man. I would do it. Pound that thing. It's 16 seconds in the game, man. Big Ben want to throw one of them lollipops up there and get Drew Brees. I'm with it. Pad my stats. I'm a DB. Coach, nah, uh-uh. Don't kick no field goal. Come on, man. Kick no field goal. Don't do that. Don't do it. Don't kick the field goal, man. Don't kick no field goal. Don't do this. I do not like this field goal, y'all. Now, I'm going to preach all the way through it because I want him to make it, but I don't like this field goal. I'm going to preach all the way through this field goal. Austin, Siebert, Sherbert, whatever your name is, sir. No disrespect, but you shouldn't even be on the field right now. Somebody should have took your helmet. Man, come on, man. Slight wind to the right, from the right hash. He's about to tee this thing up. 16 seconds on the clock. Good snap, good hold. Down the middle would have been good in the arena ball. Game is out of reach, 27-17. I will say Kenny McLaughlin called me today and talked to me, had a long, long chat with me, and he pretty much talked to me about this soft zone coverage that Cincinnati's going to be running, believe it or not, and it worked. And Big Ben struggled, man. But Steelers fan, just like I said with every Titans game that was lost this year, you know I got to make my team look good. That fumble early on killed your entire momentum. I wrote it down in a note on my phone right then and there, and I said the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to lose this game to this garbage Cincinnati Bengals team because they have to take them lightly because they are trash. They have to take them lightly, and this has to be one of those games that the Steelers just didn't practice hard. They just laid down. And when they fumbled, after that field goal, they really should have been down 7-0 before the fumble. Then they fumbled, It shocked the world. Sky is falling. It's a wrap. B.A., answer your phone, man. Don't be like that.